Welcome, everybody, to the Big Call tonight. It is Thursday, July 9th, and you're listening to the Big Call. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Good to have you here tonight, and I hope we have a really fun call, and I plan to bring out some really good information for you. And yes, we are still waiting, but we're waiting with a purpose. So thank you for hanging in there with us. Let's go ahead and pray the call in as we're welcoming everybody into the call. Let's go ahead and pray it in, and then we'll go to Sue for what is going to be an interesting, exciting, and edifying teaching, I'm sure, tonight. I can't wait. So let's go ahead and pray the call in. Lord God, we just thank you for everything that you're doing for us, for your provision, for your healing, for everything that is ours, and that who we are in Christ, and who we are positionally in Christ, and what we have with the name of Jesus. And thank you for that, and thank you for bringing this blessing home. Thank you for bringing it in according to what we're hearing. Let's hope it's real and that you're coming in exactly on time, as always. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, this is a special time, Thursday night, time for the teaching, and I love it. I can't wait to hear what you have for us.
It is a special time, and I'm going to be talking about this in my segment, because what we're doing is we're building a signal in each of us, a signal that we can send out, and tonight's signal is the power behind prayer. We decree that prophetic words are coming together now. We decree prayers are coming together now. Two important areas in which angels assist us are prayer and prophecy. The principle of Scripture is that Holy Spirit sends angels to assist God in bringing the prayers that we've prayed. The prophetic words we've heard, and prophetic dreams we've received to pass. It's important to see Scripture as a foundation for this. Let's first look at Holy Spirit and how God sends angels to answer prayers. In Daniel 9 and 10, we see the angel Gabriel was sent to answer Daniel's prayer. Daniel was praying for his nation, about their future, and for wisdom. God heard his prayer as soon as he prayed it and sent Gabriel with the answer. But there was spiritual warfare in the atmospheric heavens by a demon prince, the spirit prince of Persia. This would have been a fallen angel that sided with Lucifer when he rebelled and tried to take over heaven. Lucifer assigned him to govern diabolically, demonically over the area of Persia. This demon prince tried to stop Gabriel, who is not a fallen angel. He's an angel that is still on our side, and he's a participant in the kingdom of God. He's one of God's princes. The spirit prince of Persia tried to stop Gabriel from getting through to answer the prayer, and the battle lasted 21 days. Angels are sent to answer prayers. God assigns them to bring prayers to pass, so there's little wonder if there's a New Testament church that is actively praying the will of God, believing his prophetic words and declaring them, he's going to send angels to assist. Angels organize around the prayers of those that are praying to bring them to pass, especially for a region or for a nation. I personally think that's why hell fights prayer so hard, especially corporate prayer of the Holy Christ. Angels minister, assist, and God uses them to answer our prayers. The same is true with promises, prophetic words, or prophetic dreams that we're believing for. In our time, the prophetic words are coming together. It's a scriptural pattern. strategies of good warfare will provide victory after victory. It will be well. The prophetic words have prepared us for the new era. That's what they were about. God is saying this to us. Hear it with your spiritual ears. Prophetic words are coming together now. Prayers are coming together now. We will do well now. Strategies will be activated through prophetic understanding. Good warfare will be engaged. Key assignments given by those carrying out these prophetic dreams and words and the assistance of angels will be brought to us so that we can have victory. Christ, we look to you. Thank you for the angelic help that is assisting our prayers now to see your kingdom come and your will be done on earth. This is the key word right here. Prepare us for what is to come. That's our teaching for tonight.
Wow, Sue. I had to step aside and take a call.
Wow.
And I jumped back on, excuse me, just in time for you to mention the last few lines there. But I'm glad I came back at least. All right. Thank you, Sue. That was really what I heard of the teaching, which was 90% of it, was really, really good. And it reminded me that when we say prophecy, we typically think that means speaking about future events. But prophecy in and of itself does not have to be this will happen in the future. It can be proclaiming something,
right.
Just speaking it forth, you know. I'm trying to get my mind back on your teaching. So I think what I liked is the fact that angels do bring us answers to prayer. They do help in situations like we talked about on Tuesday night, you know, where we need help. Sometimes all we have time to say is Jesus or Jesus take the wheel, you know, and, you know, in the case of the song.
Or Lord save us.
Or Lord save us. That's right. That's right. Still valid. Still good today. And, you know, it's funny because, I love the fact that Gabriel, and I missed, I think, a little bit of that when you were talking about Daniel and what Daniel was up against and what he was saying. I think I skipped out when you were talking about that. But I really think the main thing we need to do is realize that our prayers are really, really important. And what it means is we need to speak things as that are not as though they were, believing that things, see, if we believe we have it, Mark 11, 23 and 24, when we pray, believe that you have it and you shall have it. In other words, pray believing. That's where it's all about faith. If you had to pick one word that's important to God, the most important word, I think it would be faith. The second might be obedience, which is hearing and doing what is said. Trust. Remember, trust, faith, and belief is all the same word in Hebrew. And so I think if we can just stay faithful and continue to believe for whatever it is we have need of, you know, God says that we'll have it. Where two or three are gathered in his name, he is there in the midst of us. And he is the Holy Spirit, you know, part of the triune God that is there in the midst of us. And so that's praying the prayer of agreement. That's what that's called, the prayer of agreement. And so when we agree as touching anything on earth, it shall be done for us as in heaven. And that's what we do on the big call. When Sue prays, or I pray, or Bob prays, we all pray together, and then we have everybody in Big Call Universe helping to pray and believe for something, if it's healing for somebody, which it usually is about healing, but it could be other things. We've had plenty of other prayer requests that Sue has brought to us over the last, what would you say, Sue? 6, 7 years, maybe? It's amazing to think about.
What, you mean me, doing the... since I've been on the call, maybe I was on the call for about a year and a half when Pastor Stephen was on. I stepped in. So it's more like...
After that,
eight
and a half years, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is terrific. And here we are in almost mid-July. And Bob, this would be... would this be 11 years that you've been on the big call sometime in July?
Yep. 11 years,
right?
Yes.
Sue, almost that long. She wasn't too far behind Bob in coming and joining me, which was great. I had to twist her arm a little bit, but boy, I'm so glad she came on board.
Yeah,
Sue, yeah.
that's like looking back at a horse and buggy,
like,
right?
yeah. At least you didn't say bye bye now. Bye bye. Horse and buggy. Yeah, that's true. But it's been a little while. But you know what? God's redeeming the time for us, and we're gonna have this thing soon and very soon. And I think, Sue, I'm deviating from your teaching a little bit, but that's okay. I may think of a different comment after I hear Bob, because Bob generally brings out very good stuff, and I love to hear when he applies the teaching to his own life and has a story to go along with it. So, Bob, let me turn it over to you, and I can't wait to hear what you would say about the teaching tonight.
Well, thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you. This is, I can feel the energy that is coming from the teaching. And I kept thinking how I've been talking to people just recently, and many, many people remarking about how they feel a shift in energy. And most of them talking about anticipation of really great things to come very soon, that they're getting feelings about that. And a couple that are more concerned that the energy is so strong that we need to be ready and on guard. It's probably a mix of both. But I love that, the concept of being ready. And we talked about that on Tuesday. And I think that part of being ready is a conscious decision to really allow yourself to act with intention instead of just kind of drifting along. And to make an intention that in order to be ready, you're going to upgrade and prayer of declaration and request that says, you know, my prayer is to become, you know, the highest version of myself, and I'm declaring my intention to upgrade in all areas of my life to become that, and I pray for guidance and assistance in getting there. And we can start with upgrading our mindset to really match that highest potential that we have. And that mindset can be as simple as, let's think about all the things that need upgrading, like my choices that I make and beliefs. Where can I upgrade some of my beliefs that might be limiting? And how can I upgrade the way that I show up for myself? how can I be more kind to myself, and how can I upgrade my habits so I can swap out some habits I don't want any longer with some really great ones I do want, and also be able to upgrade my focus, because a lot can be accomplished in one day in regard to how you show up for yourself if you can maintain that focus and focus first on the fact that you are acting with intention as opposed to old habits. And at the same time, you can upgrade your sense of what's possible for yourself and for the world. And also your level of courage. If you're going to upgrade what you expect from yourself, you're going to have to upgrade your courage to take actions. So instead of procrastinating, we can act deliberately from a place of inspired action. And it's that prayer that we talked about that can create that inspiration that will lead to empowerment and those very inspired actions, and even pray for higher order of things, your faith, as Bruce mentioned, and your ability to see the unseen, to improve your intuition and other aspects of your spiritual life that can give you the energy, the power that you need to make all these upgrades to be ready.
It's good, Bob. It's really good.
It's good.
Well said, Bob. Well said. I like that. Sue, without giving away what you wanted to share in your segment, what would your comment be on this teaching tonight?
I'm kind of, it's like I'm having to work my energetic boundaries.
You can upgrade them, Sue.
I'm like a dam that's about to burst, Bob. It's not. There's no upgrade necessary. It's just ready to burst because it's about what you're doing that you're just going to delight in, I hope. And it just popped in. Like, I'm going to work this in. What I really liked about the teaching, which is why I underscored, is prepare us now.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do when we come to the big call, let's go into, I'm going to just season it just a little bit, like little Hansel and Gretel. I'm going to leave a few little breadcrumbs in my segment.
Okay.
I'm good, right? So it's about learning that the signal, when we focus, like all of us are sitting here, our signal is the RV starts, then we create projects, then we are going to be in the midst of the whole world. This isn't just your little world. This is going to be everyone around you simultaneously going through disclosure of things that have happened, and then recreating what they want to have happen. Now, that wasn't included in this book. I mean, so much of what we read, you know, whenever I'm reading something, I'm always going, okay, you know, that has to be upgraded because they weren't even aware of this new system, this radiant mm-hmm. kingdom of God infrastructure that's going to allow us to do that. And so here's the signal of my segment. The signal is, and you said it really well, Bruce, about it's about faith, it's about trust, and it's also tying into what Bob said, intention. But here's what we know. This is the super cool part. This is my passion with everything I have, as most people, especially in the pod, know. What we know from quantum science, we're stepping into the quantum era. And the quantum era knows that intention and our 80 billion neurons that are sending electrical signals, energy, wait until you hear my segment, Bob, it's going to send myotrol through the roof. That energy, when it's coherent, which is what the med beds do, when it's coherent, when you harness your thought, that's what Christ was. He was a quantum dude. He knew how to harness coherent light so he could say, he knew that we could do that. And so it's love. Love is the glue. And when you get love and you remove, unfortunately, most people have 95% of them that is unconscious. Old habits, as Bob said. The old habits, and check this out, write this down, use this exercise. And the old habit is to drop and smile when you see yourself running some old program, old energy, thought form that wasn't even yours to begin with. You got programmed by your parents. You got programmed by the education system. You got programmed by a lot of stuff that was institutionalized. And this is what the angels are here to help us with now, is to take these emerging new sciences, which is my passion, combine it with your faith and your love. And what if I said to everybody that's listening to this call, all around you is a new circle of supercharged energy, power, and understanding that can literally shift you out of that old, junky, yeah, I believe in Christ, but it's not really working, or whatever it is. There's an energy that is so pure inside of you that if you chose it and made the decision, it's just pure consciousness in Christ. That can literally quantum leap you. That is what a miracle is. And so why I love this teaching is we've got to prepare ourselves to be grounded in that kind of have a spine for miracles thinking and have a spine to go take the things that, yeah, I love listening to music, but I'm going to make it so everybody gets to listen to music. Yeah, I love water, but I'm going to make sure everybody has drinking water. Yes, I love health, but I'm going to make sure everybody's healthy forever. Because they have the energy. Those are our three, Bob, Bruce, and me. And so those are my thoughts.
That's good, Sue. I like that, too. Yeah. Well, you know, remember when Jesus said the greatest of these, you know, these three things, faith, hope, and love, the greatest of these is love. And I think you talked about faith. He talked about love, and we all talk about hope because we have a blessed hope, you know, in the person of Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah, and we have a hope in terms of our future. We have a future hope. We have a hope in not only in where we are day by day, living one day at a time, but we have a hope in our future self and in terms of what that's going to be like. And what you're saying, right, Sue, it makes exactly right. Yeah. Faith, hope,
well,
and love.
The stronger you can make it, I think people are afraid of how strong they can make it because they really are going to be different. When you really harness your energy, you take Boomer Boosts, you might take some courses, you're going to get so clear that your energy is going to be a really strong signal that you're now in the quantum era with Christ. And that's what I want for everybody, Bruce. You know, I really do.
Yep.
So
sounds good to me too, Sue. That sounds great, and thank you for bringing that teaching. And Bob, your comments always right on time. And so thank you, Sue. Appreciate that. Let's take it into prayer and praise if we have any prayer requests, Sue. And if you need to toss one or two to me, I'll be happy to pray.
I would love to, but we only have one, and it's somebody that didn't even ask yet. So unfortunately, tonight we don't have a basket full to share, which is a good thing. So I have a gentleman that reached out, having heard about the world-class presentation. I couldn't wait to ask, how did you get this far? Whatever, I'm just going to say.
New listener, maybe? relatively new listener,
I think this is the story. He has his wife, and we're going to call them K and M, because I don't want the description of them to even create their identity. So he has been married and has kids all over the world, and he's taking care of her, and she's in very serious condition. So we're just going to pray for K and M and this man who is devoted to his wife and is responsible for taking care of her. You know that story, Bruce.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
And I'm going to say a prayer, too. I'm going to throw our friend Henry in there.
Okay.
And his beautiful wife.
Yeah.
We're going to pray for these men or wives that are caring for their spouses, their significant other, their partner. And we're just going to pray for Ken and, it's not the right name, K and M. And, no, not the right name, thank God. I stopped it. And so we're going to see them being healed and blessed and nourished and filled with the light of God so that they're strong, so he's energized, so he's seeing her and not getting drained by the experience. And that's the same for Henry and his wife, because when you're looking at illness all the time and being in those environments, it's very easy to have the environments and the experience rub off on you. So we're seeing them all lit up and having the strength of God, the power of God, the love of Christ, and the enthusiasm to trust in how filled they are with light, love, healing, and miracles. In Jesus' name, we say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Now let's go to Genia. Is that right? You're designed to be heard by God. Don't believe the lie that he's not listening when you speak. Lorenza Hines. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. The righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all the protects all his bones. Not one of them will be broken. Evil will slay the wicked. The foes of the righteous will be condemned. The Lord will rescue his servants. No one who takes refuge in him will be condemned. Psalm 34:17-22. We pray that the RV blessing comes to fruition very soon so that we could get our MedBed appointments for God's healing to rejuvenate cells and reverse aging, purge parasites, and rebuild immunity from shots and chemtrails, regenerate tissues, and send chronic pain via DNA repair, and so much more. To trust God in the light is nothing, but to trust him in the dark, that is faith. That's good. Charles Spurgeon. Everyone have a blessed and fun weekend. Safe travels. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen and amen. So.
Thank you, Jeannie. Thank you, Sue, for that. And, yeah, that's very good. Yeah, well, I think that Charles Spurgeon referring to, you know, faith in the light is one thing because you can see, but faith in the dark is something else that's because you can't see. Unless you're a kitty cat, then you can see at night. But
Going through darkness and you have to make a decision to choose faith. That's being in the dark, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think it could be. Yeah, it's good. But, you know, we're going through this thing and we're pushing onward and we're not turning back and we're going forward. We're going to finish this race. So thank you, Jeannie. That was really good. And Sue, we are on our way through. And so we just need to make sure everybody is with us for the rest of this ride. Sue, this is good. What is your segment going to tell us tonight? And is there anything that you'll be offering us tonight?
It's like a triple header for excitement and discovery. And it's a triple header because it's literally about the purpose of the big call. Yeah. And I'm just very honored to be with you and Bob. And I'm going to call it the energy signal for purpose segment. I whip these things out just like off the top of my head. It's so fun. So I'm going to start with something that's very significant for Bob, and maybe he knows this, but it relates. Bob, do you know who Martin Picard is?
No, but I know who Jacques Picard is.
Oh, you'll be very excited. I'm very excited to tell you about this. Look up Diary of a CEO. I'll see if I can find a video for you. He is one of the top researchers in the world on mitochondria.
Cool.
And, well, it's just so cool because I wasn't going to include it now because of you saying energy. And he talks for an hour and a half on his show about talking to your mitochondria. And that mitochondria is like, it defines everything I've done all my life. For anybody that's had a discipline of working out, it's about listening to yourself and talking to your mitochondria and listening inside yourself for what your body and your energy needs. And he talks about how there's this mitochondria revolution that's coming because we're going to learn to refine our energy better. I just thought this was so cool for you and Myotrol. Really should have it up on your site. This is another havening opportunity. I'll send you the video tomorrow.
Awesome.
But here's the part that's really, really cool. So Elon Musk, And really basically all the AI guys are talking about, you know, now we're probably down to 250 days until AI really changes everything for work, et cetera. And they've said, you know, you may not have to work. Well, Martin Picard says that your number one thing for energy is to have purpose. So everything that we're doing on the big call, my work is the preparation work, and I'm about to get into it in a minute. My work is getting it so that old signal of scarcity, survival, moving through this transition to the new higher ground of having money. It's about pulling in your future signal, your new Christ self, the one that is getting ready now before you have to face too many decisions, too much cortisol stress from so much new stuff happening. That's the whole point of it. Well, I have friends that are neuroscientists. Well, one is a quantum neuroscientist. I have these three or four friends, and I sent out our methodology for how we're doing these classes with the frequency music that's been scientifically designed, excuse me, how we have people listening, how they participate. And they said, oh my God, you're building signal. Do you know about Judson Brewer, said one. He's a neuroscientist and psychiatrist at Brown University. And he mapped what happens with down-regulating the default mode network, quieting the mind, so you reduce cognitive noise. He said you're like literally training their nervous system and their cognitive architecture so that they can get this signal in there that's going to make them stable. I didn't tell him what we were worried. I just said they were a bunch of humanitarians. And then this other person said, do you know Amisha Jha? It's about microdosing attention pioneer. And she's a neuroscientist at the University of Miami who trains high-stress populations that said, you don't need 45 minutes to protect executive function. She says you need 10 to 15 minutes a day to train your brain so you're upregulating to new identity and nervous system circuits. And then there are others, but I don't want to go too technical for this audience. So I got this feedback, when was it? Today's Thursday? I guess I got it Wednesday morning from this friend that was helping me just get this input because I want to do things with this. And I want to read to you what people say about these programs, because here's what I'm really passionate about. And I'm passionate because it's coming from my lived experience. And just think about this as I walk you through this. When you look at the people around you today, are they watching videos? Are they listening to a lot of information? Are their kids contacting them? Most people are living in a hyper-distracted state. And then on top of that, so they're already feeling overwhelmed. Then on top of that, you've got people that are, they're doing a lot, their attention's constantly going outside of them. They're very depleted. Think about the people you know. Are they energized? Are they focused? Do they have some disciplines going on, or are they just kind of being pulled by life? Well, my passion, because I saw my parents who, you know, it's great if you have a great house and you're living well and everything else, but a lot of people don't feel well or experience flourishing if their energy, thank you, Bob, so get your mitochondria going, if their energy and their focus isn't healthy, regulated, and they're bringing their energy back to them. So what we do in these two classes that I'm going to tell you about, I'm going to read you just three testimonials that are pretty phenomenal. If you could have somebody that was walking you through the movie of what you want to experience in a way that it's kind of like you get to walk through the movie, but your brain is going to, in the meditations and then in the course material as well, this is like rewiring your brain and giving you the strategy. This is 35 years of doing this work, by the way. This is not me doing this for a year. 35 years. If you could have somebody that was like helping you to see and your brain was upgrading and saying, okay, I want to move like this. I want to move in this rhythm. This is what's important to me. When most people have never, ever had the space or the opportunity or the knowledge of themselves to say, I want to live like this. I want, these are my values. This is how I want to design it so I'm not under stress. But so I'm choosing to have the right tone. It's called hedonic tone. So we can have the right tone to thrive, to get rid of the noise in my life, and to do what I value the most deeply. Can you imagine setting up your projects and society so that people were singing without distraction and just kind of random chasing dopamine? I hope some people know what that is. Just chasing, getting high off of stuff instead of doing something that both produces pleasure but meaning and purpose and produces more energy in you. That's my, Bruce has known me for 10 years. He's known me, so Bob has too. That is what I love to do, is to see people turning on that capacity for aliveness, for vibrant contribution. And that's what the Big Call has been dedicated to. And so I'm going to read you a couple of testimonials. Hold on. This just came in. And this is for Startup Clarity. So the people in this leadership group called The Pod have been taking 244 classes. Most of the people have come to every class. Why? Because every time they come, their brain gets stimulated to hold that space that they're actually going to be living from. Not looking forward to, not outside of them. They get to hold it. They're in their new humanitarian founder identity. That's why they come to the classes. And then they're learning the things that they're going to have to spot, the things they're going to do. That's from me being in all these different rooms. And so they get to model it and they get the architecture built so that when they get into those decisions, they're not going to be overloaded. So here's what David had to say. This is a very powerful class. The integrated walk is powerful. When I think about my big project, it brings tears realizing the impact this will have on others. Hold on, one more, two more. So the whole point when I'm reading this to you is to tell you this. If you love yourself, this is about loving yourself. So you're not making random, unconscious, sort of all over the place, indiscriminate choices that have nothing to do with how you want to live and lead your life. You're either going to let your past program, so if every, and I don't want to be onslaught by millions of people on the Big Call, that's not what I'm asking for. You can take some of these concepts if you don't go forward with the classes, but here's the point. The clearer you get in these last few days about how you want to live, how you want to contribute, who's going to be building with you. For you to know that and dwell in that is the most powerful loving act, not just for you, but for everyone around you. Because when you're in your signal, when you're walking like, I know the project I'm doing, I know the people that I'm hiring, I know And you can execute with that kind of focus and that kind of energy, and you take Bob's mitochondria stuff. I mean, obviously everybody knows I have a little bit of energy, a little bit of passion for what we're doing on the big call together, what you're doing. We're starting a new world. You are starting a new world. Here's what other people said. I guess, and I'm getting bolder about expressing it too, obviously. Good evening, Sue, Bruce, and Bob. I just want to take a minute to thank you all for bringing everything you do to each of the calls and for all you've done over the many years. Specifically, Sue, I just want to say, wow, liberated humanitarian just opened my eyes to how much I was carrying, how I can let my focus become more clear and design a life of my projects out of abundance and not survival or scarcity. That just means how you learn to be fearful, afraid, there's not enough. You got to clear that stuff out. It's not going to just go away. Even with the med beds, I don't think. Really remarkable. Thank you so much for creating it, Tony and Melissa. Good morning, Sue. I bought Startup Clarity 10 days ago, and I just want to thank you. I've been an entrepreneur all my life, a serial one at that. And this just helped me to see how many patterns I don't need to bring into my projects. And it made me feel clear and confident and strong. Blessing your wisdom for creating it, Bill. So it's kind of showtime. You can use that phrase. It's kind of showtime.
No, I'm not going to use that. I'm going to use something else I just heard.
Okay. You use whatever you want to use. But the point is, we have two programs only made for the big call audience. Nobody else gets this because we're the only audience that's about to do what we're going to do. What it has is Christ. What it has is neuroplasticity in Christ. It has a lot of emerging science, learning science. It has people going, oh, my God, I can't believe this is so smart because it's so focused. And what you're going to be able to do, it's not like going and hearing information. You're going to be moving. You're going to be on a journey when you're in this class. It's like they're literally learning journeys. And so you can sit. You just need to have like an hour and a half. You got to be in it. You got to decide, I'm going to take a trip for an hour and a half. And listen to one a week, max two. There are three classes in each of these. And the whole goal is if you sit with it, your mind, your beautiful Christ-filled mind, is going to start to make changes very gently, very powerfully. And you're going to know, okay, I'm about to go to the Redemption Center. I'm about to start this thing. And now I'm not going to be as overloaded because I have meditations and I have the structure of what I'm going to need to think about to create my best life. It's very specific, it's very strategic, it's grounded in neuroscience, and it's grounded in Christ. And it's designed so you have something inside of you when everything around you is changing. You'll have a place. Go sit and be outside, be in your bedroom, and just listen and get grounded about this only, where are you going? Who is going to do this for you other than the person you're listening to right now? Seriously. Not some advisor, not somebody that's going to know how to get your mind and nervous system and heart all connected, not somebody that knows the task that's in front of all of us, a peer who happens to be an independent researcher and a few other things that we're not going to go into, Bob. So that's all you have to do now is to send, I know I'm amusing you, Bruce, all you have to do now is send an email mm-hmm. for one or both. It's Liberated mm-hmm. Humanitarian. That tells you how to be happy, free, and design your life so you're contributing, but on your terms and in a way that is going to amplify your impact. Liberated Humanitarian. That's 150. Or Startup Clarity. Not really, it's like how to bypass all the noise of a startup. And it's mostly because people don't know where to focus. Literally, don't know where to focus. Everything seems like it's a priority. And that's going to help you get focused, settle down, calm your nervous system. It's just going to help you exhale, but with some energy so you have the momentum you're going to need. Those two classes, one or both, and your name and telephone number. You don't need to have PayPal. We're just going to send you a link, and all you do is hit your credit card number, and now what have you done? You've kind of, you know, made it so you can withstand the hurricane of change. Like, we're like retrofitting you so that you will be a very stable, forward-moving, super cool humanitarian founder. It's your choice. And that's my segment for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. And that email address is integratedminds@hushmail.com.
Yes.
And you can buy one or both of these programs.
Yep. Liberated Humanitarian and Startup Clarity. Yep.
Yeah. Liberated 150 and Startup 150 in the subject line.
Yep.
Either or both. If you want both, just let Sue know you want both. All right, Sue. That sounds like a plan. And it sounds like a good plan, too. Very good. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
All right. Bob, Sue was talking about mitochondria. She was talking about Myotrol at one point, Boomer Boost. She didn't mention barley, but Boomer Boost and barley work really synergistically, easy for me to say, synergistically together. And Myotrol is just the pièce de résistance, or the icing on the cake, because it gives you so much energy, and it's good for building muscle, and it's really a tremendous supplement that we have, and thank God we've got some in stock and more coming. And we don't want to run out of that, that's for sure. But tell us, Bob, anything you can about any testimonials or anything new, product developments, or anything else you want to bring us up to speed on.
Okay. Thank you, Bruce. We do have a bunch of new testimonials, and sometimes testimonials are very informative. And this is one about Myotrol that Sue was mentioning. And this simply says, works great. At my age, I was 78 on June 29th.
Okay.
I need muscle help. Boomer Boost and Gladiator Barley do wonders also. And this is something I've been talking a lot about with people lately, because we've seen lots of people that need help with their muscles. They got carried away with their weight loss drugs and became emaciated. And it takes a strong intervention to help them regain their muscle, and Myotrol with Gladiator Barley really helps do that. And then, Bruce and Sue, you guys are going to love this next testimonial. It's very simple. It's about Barley and Boomer Boost. And the guy says, on my wellness check at 63 years old, they told me I had the arteries of a 41-year-old.
Okay.
And we've heard that before. The dynamic combo is really, really great for the health of your heart, your circulatory system, among many other things. But this story about having much younger arteries
that is very common. The why you're going to like it is this man sent us a video of a swan who was being reunited with its mate. And so they showed a whole video of a swan being released, and it's swimming across this big pond, and all of a sudden on the far end, its mate sees it and comes charging across the pond, flying right at the level where it's like paddling with its feet and flying at the same time.
I bet that was fun.
That's so cute.
And comes to a skidding halt, and then they go into this beautiful dance with their necks entwined with each other.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
That is cool.
Yeah, if you want to go to my homepage, and you'll see that the most recent testimonials are there. And you can't miss it because there's a picture of a lady releasing the swan into the pond.
Oh, that's cool.
Really great. Here's a lady wrote this in about collagen. And she says, Bob, I'm with you and your experience. I was taking CBD oils for all the pain I was experiencing in my knees and overall in my body. It worked for tolerance, but I get so dizzy sometimes. So I started using collagen, and in only a few days, I couldn't believe it. I could walk without pain and no dizziness. I felt like I did not have fibromyalgia any longer. I now feel any aging is being reversed and my life is bright and shiny again.
That's great.
I love whoever created this miracle. Now I can look forward to seeing my projects in all their glory as we step into changing the planet for a whole lot better. Bring it on. So this is what happens when you go from pain to no pain.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've been in serious pain before and it's dragging you down, you forget what it felt like to be normal or without pain. And when the pain finally lifts, it's this feeling of lightness and wonder and almost disbelief, like, wow, there's a feeling in life without this pain. And this is a lady that experienced that. And the person that she loves for inventing it is Eric Kurtz. And if you or anyone else wants to see, there is a video, and it's an interview with Eric Kurtz. And you can see him being interviewed by me and telling us about how he invented Myotrol.
Right.
And he's the same person that invented collagen.
Yep.
Now, here's another one. So this one is about a lady that fractured her foot. And she's saying about the Super Strong worked really well for the pain, and she had her tendon replaced on the top of her foot. And so she had this type of fracture. Now, Bruce, you could tell me how to pronounce this name. It's a French name.
Okay.
L-I-S-F-R-A-N-C.
Lefrance.
So this is called a Lefrance fracture. So Lefrance was a surgeon back at the time of Napoleon, and actually became famous for inventing surgeries for soldiers who had injured their feet.
Okay.
And still to this day, they refer to it as that type of fracture is where the metatarsal bones meet, the cuneiform kind of three-quarters of the way up your foot. And it also tends to tear the tendon if you have an injury there. And so this lady is using super strong to control the pain after this fracture. And she says, I'm wondering if collagene would also help with this type of fracture. Now, I don't know if it's going to help at all with the fracture. It's really for, you know, repairing cartilage, but it could be really great for the pain. So it's definitely worth taking it. It's not going to hurt.
Right.
Here's one. Here's a guy wrote in about our gladiator barley. Great stuff. Keeps me strong and regular. We've heard that a lot, too.
Yep, that's right.
One of the things that happens with people that take weight loss drugs, they get constipated.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll take fiber to mitigate that. And you can use the barley, both barleys for that. There's a lot of fiber in barley. And here's one last one, Bruce. This man wrote in about his wife using collagen peptides.
Mm-hmm.
So my wife started using the peptides along with collagene to work on her knees and hip pain.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Also, the Myotrol with the Boost and heirloom barley has helped greatly. We're hoping it gets her across the line. Now, I assume what he means by that is like a full recovery.
Yes.
And I would say there's a very good chance of that because he's reducing her inflammation. She's strengthening all the muscles around her knees and hips, and he's rebuilding the cartilage. And in addition, if there's any pain associated with her knees and hips, the collagene will help with that. So I would say there's a very good chance that it's going to get her across the line.
Yep.
And Bruce, that's the end of the testimonial, and I wanted to let people know before I sign off here is we still have the sale going on by popular demand. This has been one of the most successful sales we've ever done, and I would say, you know, this has been a great win for people that are taking advantage of it because a 40% off sale is a really good sale. It's better than a sale where you have buy one, get one half off. And we have 8 items that are on this sale for 40% off. And it's the 4th of July sale continued. So you buy 4 products and you get 40% off. And this doesn't mean you have to spend a lot of money. I'll give you an example. If somebody really likes our Good Night formula, you could get 4 Good Night formulas and you would get them for 40% off. And so it's well below $100 to get enough Good Night formula to last you for a third of a year.
Mm-hmm.
And the same is true. Our vitamin C is on sale, and so is the Clarity Factor, our barley, our digestive enzymes, the collagen peptides that we just heard about, and also our turmeric advanced blend are all on sale. And we heard a couple of really great testimonials about collagene. That is on sale, buy one, get one 50% off right now. And I don't know how much longer this is going to go, Bruce, but I would say if people are interested, tomorrow would be a good time call in or get it, because we may take it off at the end of the day.
Okay.
So tomorrow would be a good time to go ahead and do that. And that's it. It is 13 minutes after 10.
All right, Bob. Thanks so much for that. I love all the testimonials. They're really important. And it just goes to show what people that are listening to the Big Call Universe, are finding with these products. And it's very important that they send those in, and they are. And I recommend some people go to your homepage and catch some of these recent testimonials and that video about the woman that released the swan into the pond, and then the swan's mate came across, and they did that curling around thing with the neck, you know. That's so cool that they did that, too. I bet that is going to be fun to watch. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate all that. And yeah, the sale, we want to max it out because it could end tomorrow after close of business, tomorrow, Friday. So we want everybody to go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my site. And they'll see the banner at the top of it that says Boomers. They click on it. It's a direct link into Bob's site. And that way you can go right to the all products menu and get the on sale tab. And it'll bring up all 8 of those products that you can buy 4 or more of those and get 40% off on all of it. Okay, those specific 8 products, you can choose 4 of one or 1 of each, or you can have 2 or 3 or 4 of these products and go ahead and stock up. I went ahead and stocked up on Goodnight Formula and Gladiator Barley. So I went ahead and took advantage of that the other day, and that came in a couple days ago. So, all good. The other thing is, there is a number to call for customer support. If you have a question or something you're just unsure of and so on, most everybody, about 97-98% of everybody orders online and just puts their order in a cart just like they normally would on any other site. But a few people, like me, call and do the order over the phone. And that's where Stephanie and Lucy and others will help you. So the 800 number is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. So if you need help, call. If you don't, just do your order online and let her go. And I think most everybody, of course, is familiar with how to do that. Take advantage of it, though. It's really good. It's really good. And I think the testimonials are great. The research, the fact that Eric Kurtz is such a genius. And you know, I was thinking about this when we talked about Eric Kurtz in the past. I thought, you know, Eric probably enjoys talking to Bob because Bob can understand Eric and is basically on his level. And that's a real positive for us because we get, you know, the wisdom that Bob has over these 15 years with Boomers and all of his experience before that, adding up and coming into this, and then his connections with people like Eric Kurtz. And remember, Boomers is the only outlet for those two products, Myotrol, which, you know, we hit that out of the park with Myotrol and still do every day, and then also with Collagene. So it's those two products are terrific, and there are other relatively new products, you know, that are also excellent. And, of course, the combination of Boomer Boost and barley, whether it's heirloom barley or whether it's Gladiator barley, you know, those two just work very well together. And then the Myotrol is really a tremendous supplement to add muscle and to add energy. And you can't go anywhere but up with it. So keep those in mind as you put your orders together. And if you're having any trouble sleeping, the good night formula is something I do count on every night. It's just, and I love the fact that I can get into multiple dream states through the night. And I do remember my dreams, and that's, even though I don't see in color with my eyes right now, I can in my dreams. I do see in color in my dreams. And that's nice. It's like, oh, that's what that color looks like. Oh, that's good. Well, I'm excited about it. So let's move our way over to the intel portion of where we are. Now, we had heard from three different sources yesterday that were pointing to the weekend, actually Friday, Saturday for notifications, which is tomorrow and Saturday. Now, since then, and this is what happens with a moving target, we have had some things that would push us out a couple of days. The latest information we got, and I just got it tonight, while Sue was doing her teaching, and I missed part of it, taking the call, but we have the information that that when rates change Sunday evening on the Forex, and they come up on the screens Sunday night or Monday morning, which is most likely, you know, when everybody's in the redemption centers, you know, the staff is in there, the leaders are in there, and they're tracking to see what the rates are and just make sure everything's solid. You know, that should be the case Monday morning. It could show up there Sunday night. It probably will. But the guys typically will go in Monday morning to see. And that would be true of banks and redemption centers. The new rates would come up. So that's what we're anticipating. As a result, we're looking to have notifications go out Monday, maybe Tuesday, but it sounds like Monday, Tuesday are in play for us to get notified and set appointments with exchanges starting quite possibly Wednesday, the 15th of July. Now, I didn't know if we were going to make it all the way to the 15th without getting started, but it looks like we should at least get notified on the 13th or 14th and get started with exchanges on Wednesday the 15th. That's what it looks like right now. Now, I know that's the basic aspect of everything we're looking at, but I do want to clarify something that I found out about that we talked about on Tuesday night's call. Now, there is an estimate of about 1.2 million ZIM holders in the United States, but it's an estimate based on who they think bought ZIM and who they think were gifted ZIM. And they can't know everybody that was gifted. They can know some of the people that were gifted, but they can't know everybody. So that's an estimate of about 1.2 million ZIM holders in the United States. It's a lot of people, and that's good. The other thing is we had something said about projects, and what if you're a ZIM holder and you did not have projects? Would you be limited on the amount that you received for the ZIM? And that was not true. We don't get limited based on your projects. If you have ZIM and you have projects, great. I hope you do. Sue's been doing this for, I don't even know how many years, 6 years maybe, you know, that we did projects and she helped with projects and people. We think Sue estimated over 30,000 projects just from people that we know from Big Call Universe doing all their things for humanitarian, for job creation. You know, this is everything. It's all about job creation and helping humanity. And that's why we call them humanitarian projects. So that's all good. But the idea of being limited to a certain amount was not true. That was just something that was put out, and we're not buying that. I hope everybody that has ZIM has something very positive that they're going to do for humanity with the proceeds from Zim. And if you don't have any projects, they will offer you something to do with it, because it's just way too much money to be kept, you know, for your own purposes. It's just way, it's ridiculous how much. And I think you guys know that. And most of you, if not all of you, I think, have projects or plan to be. And listen, if you don't have a project and you want to be part of Rebuild America, I can use the volunteer help to do Rebuild America all over the country. Okay? And so if you don't have anything, you say, well, I want to work with, let's see. I want to work with the Big Call on Rebuild America. And you don't have to know anything about it yet. We're putting that program together. You'll find out about it, and you'll find out how you can participate in it. You know? And I did ask years and years ago for 5,000 volunteers for Rebuild America so that we could rebuild 100 cities, towns, or communities in each of our 50 states as an average. That's all that is a number. And then we'd have 50 states at the time. We might have more pretty soon. 50 states times 100, 5,000, and that would be the number of volunteers that I might want to help. And we will get together regionally to discuss this, to do a meet and greet. And like Sue suggested, it's fine that I love Toto and love all the music that I hear and the bands that I hear, but what about everybody else? Well, yeah. Absolutely. Why can't we get together and have a benefit concert and have some of the groups that I love play, right? And have some Big Call Universe there in attendance. Yeah, especially people that want to be part of Rebuild America or Veterans Retreat Network or anything else that we're doing. Rebuild International. We'll probably have a benefit concert for Rebuild International. But the funny thing is, it's going to be, you know, to create a venue, to have a concert like that, to create an outdoor amphitheater with a kind of a band shell covering over part of it, whatever. I mean, that's a really good concept. And I had planned that years ago to do that in some Rebuild America towns. And we'll see, because it's about business. It's about creating a purpose for that town to still exist. It's about housing. It's about creating business, like I said, manufacture. And it's about arts. It's about recreation, sports. And it certainly, it's about music. So we'll get all that going. That's all a part of it. So you just figure out what you want to be part of, and we'll have a questionnaire that we'll put on our so-called interactive website when we get it up, and you guys will be able to go to it and answer 20 questions and just boom, 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 go through it and let us know kind of what you want to do and how you plan to help. And we'll have all that laid out for you. It won't be difficult. So that's what I wanted to say about that. Now, is there anything else that's, you know, I think everybody understands the concept of the 800 number comes, and it may come in a text as well as an email. When you get that number, I would like for you to check to see if we have the number up on our website, bigcalluniverse.com, on the homepage, and make sure it matches up. I don't believe it's going to be, I think it's going to be the same number for everybody in the U.S., and then Canada could have their own 800 number. And I hope Canada knows how to enter a zip code with those funny letters and number combination that they have up there. Just kidding, you guys in Canada, you know. I'm just teasing. But, you know, that is something that is going to be interesting to see how all that goes down. It's going to be cool. And I think if we just take a deep breath when the numbers come in, sit down, take your time, call the number, talk to the AI, enter whatever numbers you need to enter, and then hopefully you get connected to a real human being on the other end at the Redemption Center can finish setting your appointment and get all the information that you need before you go for your appointment. And that'll be it. And then when you go in to your Redemption Center appointment, that's when you let the people know, yes, I do need to get into the medical bed, the holographic medical bed, and I have this and that issue, and I'm a Zoom holder, and I'd like to get in as soon as I possibly can. And then they'll put that information in their laptops, and then you'll be notified and probably called, but it could be by email. It could be by text. You'll be notified, and then they'll set up an appointment for you to get in the med bed. Prontissimo. That's what I'm hoping for anyway, for me and for other people on my list. When you go in to the med bed center, that's when you need to have your six names written down with phone numbers and maybe the town that they live in, just to know, so they know where they are. Because sometimes even by area code, you can't tell, you know, where a person lives. You know, that's for sure. So let them know that. I don't think you need a physical address, just the town and the phone number that they can be reached on. Because they'll get a call and say, you know, so-and-so referred us to you about getting into the med beds. Make sure everybody on your list is aware of these holographic medical beds. We don't want them to get blindsided and all of a sudden they've never even heard of it and you've got them on your referral list of six, right? Make sure that they know what this is and how it will help them to not only age regress, but to be completely healed and live longer lives, much longer lives. Okay, so that's that little part there I wanted to bring out about setting your appointment. And you know to get to the Redemption Center no more than 10 minutes early. Some of you people are early birds. Some of you are always late. Try not to be that late person. Just be there no more than 10 minutes early for your appointment. And that'll good. And it should go quickly. It'll go quickly. They want us in and out of there in 30 to 40 minutes total. And that's really what I wanted to say about it. I don't know that there's anything else other than our timing. And our timing looks good for notifications Monday or Tuesday based on new rates showing up on the screen Sunday night and Monday morning at the Redemption Centers. Okay, everything else in terms of what's happening, the deep state is being unraveled as we speak. Huge amounts of monies are being seized in terms of assets from the deep state. And some of you guys are reading some of this, and it's amazing what's actually happening. Obviously, we're still sort of in a conflict mode with Iran, and hopefully that will be over very soon. And it does not appear that it is hampering the efforts of us going in to redeem our ZIM and exchange our currency. At least at this point, I'm not hearing anything from the military saying we're held up. Now, we did get a little push, maybe a day or two push, from the weekend to early next week. But I believe that's going to be okay for us. And if we get in by Wednesday, the 15th, for exchanges, let's all call it a win. Let's call that a win. And I think that's what is looking good for right now. So let's hope it holds up. Otherwise, I want to thank Sue for doing a wonderful job. But before I get off, I want to say this is your opportunity to get one or the other or both of the class offerings that Sue has for you as an audio link. The first one is Liberated Humanitarian. You want to put Liberated 150 because it's $150 for this particular three-class course. And it's really a a wonderful way to be prepared for what is happening and what you would be doing and how you would get there as a liberated humanitarian. So you want to remember that, liberated 150. The other offering is about startup clarity. And that's, I think, sounds terrific, because this is to prepare you to do a startup with your projects. And you could hit the ground running in the sense that you'll have a lot of the very important information, and you'll experience it in the classes, so you'll know it before you do it. You'll already know. You'll be coming from experience. You'll be coming from things that you've learned in the class, so you could take it and go right into a startup. So startup clarity, you could just put startup 150. It's also $150. You could get both for $300, one or the other for $150. And then you want to send Sue an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and then let her know which one or both of the classes you want. She will take PayPal, which doesn't really matter. She'll invoice you if you don't have it, and then you can pay for it that way. But watch your emails. That's the main thing. Integrated Minds, IntegraTed, Minds, MINDS, at hushmail.com. Send it off to Sue, and she'll be working on getting that out in the next couple of days. So look for those to come back to you. And you can start listening to one class per week as recommended, maximum two per week. There are three classes in each course. So one class per week, maximum two. And that's going to give you the music with exact frequencies you want, the meditation, the interactive communication of the class members in the pod, and Sue's teaching, and you should really feel like you're right there in the room. And that's what we want to feel. So go ahead and send those off to her, and then get started. All right, let's see. I did want to thank Sue already for doing a wonderful job on everything tonight, the teaching, her segment. Thank you for handling the prayer, even though we didn't have anything to pray for tonight. Well, you did have one that Sue prayed for. That was K and M tonight. So continued healing for K and M, and also for Henry's wife. Henry, continue to stand in faith with you for a complete restoration of her health, in Jesus' name. And then thank you, Bob, for, man, some great testimonials tonight. And thank you for continuing the sale at least through tomorrow night. So everybody take advantage. And then Big Call Universe, thank you for listening. Jeannie, thank you. Pastor Scott, continued healing for you. And thank you, who else besides Jeannie? Doug and GCK for your involvement and help, technical help. And thank you, everybody in Big Call Universe, for tuning in and being part of our call and part of our future with Rebuild America and every other project we're going to do together. All right? So everybody have a great night, a great weekend. We'll see you on Tuesday, and we'll see what has happened, and just maybe we'll be able to celebrate on Tuesday night. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, and we will see you on Tuesday. God bless you all.